I just congratulated my husband because we have successfully forgotten about Sweetest Day, which I guessed was 2 days ago, for 23 consecutive years of our marriage, which is every year of our marriage. And I think that's a pretty good record. I mean, we have never remembered it one time. So, I think we are to be congratulated for being so consistent. I'm a person that can be overwhelmed easily. Is that you too? I need short lists that I feel that I can accomplish to feel that I have succeeded in my day. If I start making a list of 20 things, that's overwhelming. So I need to know what is important. Are you like that too? I think that's probably most of us. What I love about the Bible, one of the things, one of the many, many things, is that the Lord gives us short lists. He wraps up very large concepts into small, short, doable lists, doable with the help of the Holy Spirit. That is why I end this podcast and this audio every single time by saying, loving God through loving others. Because in the New Testament, Jesus explained that the entire concept of the Bible is brought down to love God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. I feel that I can wrap my mind around that, and that is a worthy goal every morning when I get up. Also, I love my husband's actual favorite verse in the Bible, and we have a plaque of this verse on our kitchen wall. This is what God requires of you. Okay? Three things: to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. That's Micah 6:8. I can strive for those things in my life. If you are feeling that the Christian life is overwhelming, too much pressure, demands too much of you, possibly, may I suggest that you have left following the Bible and Jesus, and you have attached yourself to expectations that you assume are being given you at church. I didn't say that they were being given you at church. Possibly the devil has helped you to believe the lie that you must be this, do this, dress this, know this, don't do this, act like this, appear like this, smile like this, get these 55 things accomplished, be this, and a lot of this is culturally placed on us when we are spending too much time on social media and on Pinterest and in magazines, and we are getting what our normal should be by airbrush pictures, tiny snapshots of people's lives that are photo edited and filtered. It's funny, we had a party here at our house last Friday night with a lot of college students, and I loved it. And all the trees are changing around here. We live out in the country. It is so beautiful. It's my absolute favorite time of the year. And I have always thought for the last 6 months that we have lived on this property, it is so overwhelmingly beautiful here. But when I saw how 20-year-old college students could take photos on my property, filter them, and make them look like a magazine cover, I was blown away. I have never posted anything that has any type of a filter on it. All I know to do is crop out my arms and hips. That's all I know how to do to a picture, and I do that, trust me. But when we are looking at these most amazing pictures, we can definitely think that our lives do not add up. That is not the short type of a list that we need in our life. What we need is to go to the Bible. God is a master of short, distinct lists. very doable actions. He is not living 24/7 hovering over you and telling you you are not measuring up. That is not the Holy Spirit speaking to you. So today, be encouraged. Psalm 139 explains God as a father that is in love with his infant child, and all night long he stays up with that child, stays up while the child is sleeping, and he's there when the child wakes in the morning. That is what I pull out when I read Psalm 139, my favorite psalm. I'm always reading Psalm 139 because I want to remember he knows our thoughts. He knows who we are. He knows our down sitting and our uprising. He understands that we are human. There's nowhere we can go to get away from him. He's never going to leave us. It is complete safety, love, and just unconditional care for us, no matter how we act, because we're his. So leave that thought in the forefront of your mind throughout the week and let it encourage you. You don't need to accomplish your list of 45 things to be the Christian that's good enough, the wife and the mom that's good enough. You just need to run to the Bible and let the Holy Spirit tell you what to work on. And it's going to be a short list. One day at a time, he's not going to overwhelm you. Love you, friends. Today, let's walk in love. Loving God by loving others.